Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Psychic Talk. You are with Adrian, and I'm here with Shoshona and Monica. And me and Monica are psychic medium readers, and we connect to the spirits that have crossed from the other side. And we can see your past, present, future, love lives, relationships, whatever you're looking for in your life. Come get a reading now. The toll-free number is 563-999-3537. And go ahead and call in and get your psychic readings tonight. Also with Shoshona doing the emotional cold readings. And we're going to introduce Shoshona. And she's going to talk about the emotional code tonight. So anybody would like to call in and have a emotional code session with Tracy, Shoshona, and call in and get your psychic readings. Go ahead, and Shoshona, and talk about with what you do.
Hi there, Adrian and Monica. I am an emotion code practitioner. And recently, I have been bombarded with spirits that want to be cleared, to move back to source into the spirit world. So that's what I will be doing on the show tonight. If you've had a loved one that's passed away or a friend or somebody close to you, and you want to see whether they're okay, whether they're happy, I can tell you that. I can tell you whether their soul or their spirit has trapped energies about it. And I can release those energies so that they can move on and do what they need to do. So that's what my skill is. So that's why I'm here. So, Adrian?
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about what you can do to help people in relationships, or if they're having problems with relationships or money, or say they're in a relationship where it's an abusive relationship and they just want to get back with their twin flame or their twin soul? What can you do to help people, Shoshona?
Well, what I can do is release your trapped energy so that you can make informed decisions about your life and be happy with where you're at. Myself, I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder from my childhood, and I don't anymore. I've spent the past 8 years working on myself, and I've literally cleared myself to where I've come full circle, to where I'm doing these programs today, because I want to help people get to the same position in their life as I've gotten in mine. And it's just by releasing the layers, right? That's what it's all about. If you're in an abusive relationship, you've got layers on you. And especially if you shove those emotions in, you do not want to shove any emotion inward. That is the way of society. So, but a good place to start is if you're going through grief. Now, my husband passed away on November 29th, and I was doing emotion code on myself and him before he died. And I have literally released myself so much that I have not cried. And it's not unhealthy. No, it's healthy, because I've released all the grief that I would have felt otherwise, right? I've released it all so that I feel calm and in control, you know? So that's what I'm here to help other people do, right? If you're concerned about your loved one or your friend or whoever it is that's passed away on the other side, that they're not happy, right? That they've taken what they held on to in this life with them on their journey, right? You know, this is the time to release it. So I do it daily. Every time I pick up my pendulum, if it's I ask if it's my energy, and if it's not my energy, it belongs to a spirit. So I release it, and I send them on their merry way. So with that, let's move on.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on. We don't got a lot of time, so we'll cover the rest later. Let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 5-1 area, and let's go ahead and welcome our caller, and we're going to be talking with Monica and Adrian, and we're going to be doing some psychic readings, so just feel free to ask any question you'd like to know, and if you'd like us to connect to those on the other side, we'll be happy to assist you there also. Let's go ahead and bring on the 541. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Kat.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kat.
Oh, I'm doing all right. Oh, this is a little different tonight.
So, Kat, you're on with Adrian and Monica and Shoshona. As you know, mm-hmm. You know, we've talked before, and it's been a while. We'd like to know, what is it that it's in your life that is not working right now, and how can we help you?
Feels like everything, but the relationship is not working. My health and getting financial help is not working, and feels like not a lot's working other than I have a place to live right now.
Okay, and Monica, would you like to assist on giving Kat a reading to see what kind of insight you can give her or a message?
Kat, can you give me your full birth name, please?
It's Kathleen Elaine Doherty.
Okay. Give me a minute to focus in. Or should I say a few seconds? Wow. You've had a very, very, very hard few months, I should say. I think a lot of people have.
Feels like years, but yeah, especially.
Yeah. What I'm picking up is the depression that you're feeling
mm-hmm.
is getting a little too large. We need to work on ease up on that depression. It's very heavy. It's overwhelming.
I felt overwhelmed.
I see a woman. Yes. I see a woman. She seems like a grandmother, maybe. Were you close to a grandmother?
Yeah, I was.
I'm seeing her with her arms or her hands on your shoulders, like she's saying, "This is my baby." Okay. She wants to know that you're going to make it through. You come from good stock, she says. She also says you're not a quitter. To be strong, and you're going to make it through. The light is there. It's always with you. Did she wear a necklace? She's telling me about a necklace. Maybe a cross or an medallion.
Yeah, she was Catholic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she wore a cross, but it's more like a... It's real a delicate, real pretty design.
It's been like 15 years. I don't remember exactly, but yeah.
Okay, did someone keep it or?
My aunt probably has it.
I don't
have one aunt left. I have my other aunt died. That was her younger daughter. So I have one aunt left that probably has it.
Okay. She's wanting you to have that necklace for some reason. I don't know if the aunt will give it to you.
I will ask her about it.
I believe she will, because I'm feeling
don't,
that.
I don't have anything from her, really. Well, maybe a hat. I think I have a hat my aunt gave me.
Yeah, I think maybe you should ask her for it, because I think she wants you to have it.
That'll
always bring you, you know, when you, if you have it, you'll think of her. You always think of her anyway, so she's there. But to have something in your hand, you know, or how do you say, you feel more of a connection.
I'll ask her.
Okay. Adrian, do you have pick up on anything besides the grandmother? Because she's the one I'm picking up on.
The grandmother, okay. What were you picking up on the grandmother?
She's there with her, watching over her. She's more of a guardian, like a guardian angel. Like she's there with her.
Okay.
Watching over her, worried about the depression.
What was her first name?
It was Bernice. Catherine.
Bernice. Okay, give me a moment to tune in here. Okay, yeah, your grandmother is very concerned about your health.
Yeah, me too.
She wants you to know that you're well taken care of, even though you've been damaged emotionally and physically with your emotions, and that the cancer that you received had something to do with a negative emotion that brought shock to the physical body.
Yeah.
And this has a lot to do with your grandmother's passing.
Oh,
and
I also,
all the trauma that has been built up has surfaced.
Hmm.
Now, can the energy move? Yes, it can move. Yeah, the energy can move.
Hmm.
But it has a lot to do with that shock of trauma that has reached to the surface of your body.
Hmm.
That's what your grandmother's telling me. And that your grandmother is saying not to worry about this relationship they're in, because it was a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And the toxic relationship just adds to the stress of the cancer.
Yeah,
so
it's not
it's
the only
almost
one
like
in.
A it's a self-reflection of how you feel.
Mm.
Is what your grandmother's showing me. So this has put you in a negative timeline, in a timeline where it was something that you chose on a spiritual level, why you're suffering and you're paying the price.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a price for you to pay. Mm-hmm. It was just a mistake. It's sort of like when you back up and you hit a car, okay? Because this is what she's showing me. She's showing me a car backing up, hitting a car. But you didn't mean to hit the car. You just hit the car because you made a mistake and you didn't look behind you, or you didn't look through your window. And this was a mistake on your part. And so now you're paying the price. But can the bad negative health and toxic relationships be removed? She said yes, it can be removed. But she's there as your guardian to help you to make the best decisions in your life and make the best joyful moments of your life in this lifetime, instead of every day becoming a miserable day.
Yeah.
So she's saying So she's saying to bring in the joy in your relationship and the excitement and fun.
Mm. Yeah, because it brought up, he just broke it off in a bad way a month ago, and it brought up my previous relationship from 12 years ago when all this health stuff started. It seemed to have started and brought up a lot.
Right,
that
that's why she's talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, it brought up a lot of trauma, and this one's coming back around trying to text me again, and, you know, it's just been a lot.
Right, and once he gets out of the shadow side of his past, then
yeah.
You'll begin to move forward, because you have spiritually developed, but I hate to say it, that Jerome has not.
Yeah.
He's catching up.
Yeah.
He wants to have fun. He wants excitement in his life.
Yeah.
He's an adventurous person.
Yes, I want that too.
Curious.
Mm-hmm.
Very curious person.
Mm-hmm.
But the chemistry has to be there.
Yeah.
And we all have to accept the fact that chemistry is not always going to be there. But we have
mm-hmm.
to be as a good example of how we can lead them into a much higher path or a higher calling as light workers.
Mm-hmm.
And help to keep ourselves focused on this path mm-hmm. of resistance.
Yeah.
If not, we get pulled down into the drain.
Definitely.
We get run over.
My father was in had a second mental breakdown, and everything else. It's been like one thing after another, and then it's hard to, when everything starts happening, to like regain the
right.
focus.
And that's what she's showing me. Yeah. She's a very wise woman. She's very smart in her years. She wants you to be happy. She's very sad for you on the other side. And what are you getting, Monica?
I give up on her. She knows she knows she can get through this.
Yes, she can get through this. That's what I was gathering.
Everything you said, yes. I felt it all
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm fighting with the doctors and trying to get disability and trying to get help and trying to go to Mexico, and everything that I've been trying to do feels like it's like not worked. Okay. Where that goes. But yeah.
I don't see this rough patch left. I think I've seen some light, some relief. It's going to come from something, somewhere unexpected.
Okay.
Thank you. Good. Within a week, almost 2 weeks, you're going to hear something. It's going to be a breakthrough.
Okay. Thank you.
It's going to be your disability. You're going to hear about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right
I'm
now,
it's the same thing.
I have a court date on Wednesday, and I'm very nervous because I am not doing all of what the doctors want me to do, and it's like it feels like a battle to even try to navigate through that.
If it's a company doctor that's trying to get you to do stuff that you can't physically do, don't do it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't want to do what they've been trying hard to get me to do. I've done a few things over the years. Yeah. I've had cancer twice now. So it's like...
That's something you have to...
And that was all coming from your grandmother, that channel that I just did. And I know that you felt it to release the toxic energy, the feeling.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So she's your guardian. She's a loving soul. She's an angel.
I just have to remember that, yeah. When I get
You have to be reminded. It's like my grandmother will come through and she'll remind me.
I have a picture with her dog.
The straight and narrow path.
Yeah. Oh, as we, she met the XX one, but I'm sure. Not this one. Yeah.
See, my grandmother believed in the. My grandmother believed in the iron rod. You ever heard of the iron rod?
Yeah.
That's a Mormon terminology.
Uh-huh.
The iron rod was about these people that would hold on to the rod to get to the tree of life.
Oh.
But some of them would drift off into the fog.
Huh.
They didn't follow the iron rod. And that's what I mean by straight and narrow path.
Right.
And so when you get off your spiritual path, you go in what I call the fog mind,
mm-hmm.
but they call it the monkey mind. You know, that's a good terminology to look at it, the fog mind or the monkey mind, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And the monkey mind is that mind chatter that's in the back of our heads that takes over. And it says, you cannot make it. You cannot win. In other words, you're going to always be a failure your whole life, and you're going to sink into the fog.
Yeah.
And so when we stay on that straight and narrow path, we go down that spiritual path to the tree of life. And that's the path that God wants us to go down. And I believe that... that is our soul family. So you are among soul family right now. You know, me, Monica, Shoshona.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know, with friends that do care and friends that lead you on a good path.
Oh.
You know, it doesn't mean it's right or wrong who you choose to be your partner. It just means that you want to stay in a very high vibration, because we're shifting to the fifth dimension. And this is how Henry described it. He said, we got to take care of our bodies because we're going into the fifth dimension, and our bodies are not reacting to the new energies that are coming in. In other words, our bodies have to shift with the planets.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't shift with the planets, then our body will disintegrate.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to our bodies. We're disintegrating because we're not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So that means good nutrition, if you can afford it, good nutrition, good relationships, healthy mind, positive thinking, affirmations, and sort of like the emotional code, you know, like what Shoshona does, moving energy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the healing that we're doing, we're shifting that frequency, you know.
Yeah, I did a session with Shoshona earlier, and I was in a lot of pain, and I wasn't doing good, and I'm definitely doing better than I was.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, Monica? Yeah. So, I think the more... you work on yourself, and the more you heal, the more the love relationships will come in. I believe that because your life is like clutter. And when you clean up the clutter, that's when you attract the good energies in, you know.
Better energy.
Yeah. And that's how George described it. You go in and you clean the house first, and then you go and then you put it, then you make it pretty. You make it, you make your house pretty. So you can't go into a house and make your house pretty if your house is full of clutter. The body represents the house of God, the house of Christ, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we took upon these contracts where some of it was unnecessary and some of it was necessary so that we can learn to experience good health. You don't know the difference unless you've had bad health to experience good health and to show gratitude, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a life lesson. Because the reason why I say this is because I was reading a book about a guy that wrote a book, me and my dad. He called himself the Angel of Virus, the Angel Virus. Mm. And he said, well, why is your name the Angel Virus? He says, I'm a fallen angel. And he said, why did you come to me? I'm not a bad person. And he said, I wanted to teach you a lesson between gratitude and knowing that you're healthy and knowing that you're sick. You'll never know the difference unless I'm here. So in reality, on a spiritual level, you called upon me, and that's why I'm here, you know?
Mm.
And so he gave this guy a virus, and he made him sick. Then another angel came, and he healed him. He showed gratitude, and he came back healed. And this guy wrote this book about it.
Cool.
And it was... And it was a book that this guy remembered, and he said he was an earth angel.
Aww.
Yeah, I've never told anybody that story, but it's actually a true story. And he wrote the book, you know.
I love that.
But I was born with all this stuff and then had heart surgeries when I was a teenager and had to share stuff.
So.
I'm still alive.
There's a lot of things out there we just can't explain. There's a lot of things that we can't explain that's going on in the spirit, you know.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to share, Monica?
No. pretty much you pretty much covered everything, which I like.
Thank you.
Yeah. Everything I wanted to do.
Pretty much going down the rabbit hole for you, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Every time
you
could say you said, so we're on the same page.
Good. Okay, so is there any other questions that you have, Kat, before we move on? Or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just know I have to keep going, and it was that. I don't know how I've gotten to this point, but I am here.
Well, when we tend to be stagnant in our lives, the universe will give us a push. And,
it always does.
Yeah, and sometimes if we resist, that push is usually harder than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to be more aware of our surroundings, be more aware of what we're doing. So I feel like if everyone could, as they wake up, so to speak, if they could just be more aware of what's going on within themselves, with their emotions, with their way of thinking, is it positive? Is it negative? Is it doing me good, or is it going to do me harm? If they can keep that in mind all the time, things would be better for everyone. But, of course, we all learn at different pace, at a different pace, I should say. So it's just a matter of we're learning, we're all growing, we're all waking. And everybody, right. Some are faster than others. Some are more inclined to their gifts, their abilities. We all have the same gifts and abilities because Jesus talked about it. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to get there eventually. I just wish it was sooner.
I guess I've tried for years. I've been looking at what to take, what to do, what to eat, what to where to go, and it feels gets overwhelming. To like, I don't know.
Because you begin to question yourself, you know, you begin to question, you know, what am I doing? What am I thinking? It happens with everyone, you know. We're human.
Well, if you don't have any more questions, we'll go ahead and move to the next caller.
I'll let you get the next caller because I could ask all night.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. We'll let's see. Well, it looks like the other caller hang up, so I guess not.
Okay.
So I guess you're still on the air if you want to ask questions.
Well, I mean, I know here am I on the spot. I don't know. No, but, I just, you know, I know you mentioned DMSO and MMS. I did get MMS. I haven't gotten the DMSO or the Cradle Silver yet. So good for you, the things you said. But I've just been so confused at the direction. Like, sometimes I think I had the lawyer tell me that I probably wasn't going to get it because of my age and not doing the things the doctors wanted to do. And then I had the other lawyer saying he's going to try to work with me. But it just... been 6 years of trying to get disability and not knowing what to do for income and having little things come my way here and there. And such a struggle that, like, I've had so many people tell me things to take and not take. And I used to work at health food stores and I have some ideas, but I just feel so confused sometimes, like, what is the best thing to do? You know, other than I don't know how I'm still alive and I am. I don't know how I made it to this point. I don't. I am here. I was born a preemie. They said I was going to die. That didn't happen. I thought I was going to die when I had heart surgery at 15. No, that didn't happen. But the doctors have said I was going to die if I don't do their toxic treatments. I know I don't believe that, so... I guess I don't know, if I should still try for Mexico or there's some other kind of healing to do besides that. You know, like I found a foundation that was going to pay for me to go before COVID and then that all seemed to fall through. So I don't know if I should keep that as a hope. I had found a hospital that I wanted to go to. Thought would be the thing because I have besides cancer, I have multiple health things going on, but fibroids and anemia and feels like a huge list of things. I don't know where to cave. Like I've thought about caving on one of the things from the doctors and then I don't end up wanting to do it because it's not what I believe in, but I don't know.
Are you there, Adrian?
Huh?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Are you there, Monica?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you want to pull some cards for her?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, let me.
I feel anything.
Let me do that. Pulled them out. Right. I have. Didn't have them ready.
Monica got some new cards.
Oh,
yeah. I've been working on them.
Oh, cool. They're your cards?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I ordered them, and they're called Earth Magic Oracle Cards.
Oh, I like that.
I've been working with them.
Cool. I'd be happy to have some of those. Magic. Yeah. I need lots of magic back in my life.
I think we all need some, right?
Yes, I believe in it. I do, fully. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Childhood innocence. The first card that came out is childhood innocence. Childhood was very happy, very good.
No. No.
No? Well, with your grandmother it was.
Yes, yes.
With your grandmother, that was your grandmother.
Not with my parents and things, but yeah, my grandma for sure.
They want you to go back to being like a child, to open up your how do they say, Adrienne, I said it to you earlier. what was it? I called it to be like a child again, innocent, to be open to new things. Keep your mindset open.
Okay.
That's the card that came. That's the first one that came out. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Release. Autumn equinox. The release comes from the pressure you've been feeling. This thing about the childhood innocence, the release. The word, let me find that right word. It's saying when you get back into that feeling of being like a child, being open to having your openness to where you're like a child again, you're full of wonder, full of your imagination is there. It's what's the word? That's going to be how you release all of it. You're going to go back to that feeling of being like a child again, but not being a child, so to speak. The wonderment, the openness, the innocence, because the child is innocent.
Okay.
You're going to release that. That's how you're going to be able to follow that negativity.
Okay.
See what else? Then. Here comes the karma. Gotta come with another card. By itself. Here we go. Radiance. Summer solstice radiance. Wind activation. I'm getting from these cards that they're saying do not remain in a depressed mood. Move, change, keep your attitude light, keep yourself strong.
Okay.
Know where you come from, know where you're going. Radiance is, of course, that's the light, that's God. I'll call it. Telling you, saying, don't be hard on yourself. You're too hard on yourself.
I am. I've always been hard on myself.
Yourself, forgive yourself more. The way you activate the goodness comes through by doing that, by releasing. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've done a lot of releasing of the past hurts, but there's so much that still gets brought up from like so much loss and hurt.
That's coming out, and that's kind of almost like a wake up call for you. To bring you out of like a slump, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
something out. There's just something out. Your card. Ah, the Eagle communication. You were gotten out of a relationship?
Yeah.
Is that what you
sort of? Basically, he just left, and then a month later, he's now sending me a couple texts here and there. But yeah. He left without communicating or letting me. Just left.
Let me put it this way. If you want to talk to him, talk to him. If you don't, don't.
Yeah.
It's really up to you. That's what that's telling me.
Yeah.
Yes. Because he's not revealing everything. The next card that came out was Fog Veil. That means he's not telling you everything.
I always figured that.
And he wasn't honest with you from the beginning.
Yeah, I figured.
But I think it's his issues, it's not yours.
Yeah, he tried to make it like it's my issues, and that's what brought up my previous breakup where I lost everything to him and started this whole extra health mess. It brought up a lot of stuff.
That's why it's veiled, because he tried to make it you, and it wasn't you. It was him.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you still there, Tracy?
Yeah.
We're off the air, so.
Are we?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're still rolling.
Yeah. These cards are just flying out of my hand for some reason.
Oh, good.
the shaman is, what is that? Ancient healing wisdom and spring equinox for rebirth. Oh, okay. So the shaman, I guess, is all three of us that you're talking to. The spring equinox rebirth means that by the spring, everything's going to be roses. Wow, I like that. Do you like roses?
I do, and then that makes me think of, like, sunflowers and roses make me think of my grandma, too.
I see roses around you.
Aww.
Yeah, I see. Maybe someone's going to give you roses. It may not be your ex. It may be a new person. They don't tell me who it is, but I see roses.
It'd be nice, because nobody's given me flowers in a very long time.
Somebody's going to. I see you smiling, and I see roses. Let's see if they can tell me who it is, because now I'm curious.
I wasn't trying to get into a relationship. I thought I had chemistry with this guy, and we did have some fun, but it also was very toxic, taxing.
Spirit will tell us. Okay. Tell me about these roses, Spirit. What's going on? Let me tell me something.
Roses sound good. I have some rose oil from Alma.
Come on. The cards were flying out of my hand. Now they're not flying.
I do have some rose oil that I got blessed from Alma that I saw years ago. But...
Well, maybe that might be it. I don't know. Maybe you should wear the oil.
Putting some on right now. I don't have much left. It's been a few years since I saw her, like 3 years ago. Yeah.
There you go. Roses. Come on, Spirit. Tell me about the roses. I'm nosy Rosie over here.
Come
on. Adrian, are you picking up anything about these roses?
Love is blossoming.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Music harmony. That means a relationship. The music harmony. Oh. Okay.
Well, our grandmother holding roses in her hands.
Our relationships have not been so great, but.
Yeah, I can even smell them.
Wow, I like that.
Movement, the river movement.
River?
Harmony, music, harmony, river movement. In time, that comes in time. Okay. They're not going to show me who it is, so. I guess it's a matter of time. Time has to pass.
Okay.
But I think it's gonna be. Around March. But I see it after March. I see it like April, the end of April. But yet, flowers start blooming in April too, and roses bloom all year long sometimes. I'm picking up. But the shaman is another thing. That's ancient healing wisdom. Something about healing. Love is healing. Music, harmony. Come on, Spirit. One more card. Just give me one more card. Let's see. Come on, Spirit. Whoops. Well, give me 2, 3.
It'll spit out 3.
Yeah, they're just flying out of my hand.
Wow.
Oh, they want to come on.
Okay, ancestors, generations, iceberg, submerged, wolf instinct. No, that's not a man. Ancestors, generations, iceberg. Oh, it's going to come. Maybe it's self-love. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I'm seeing the rose. You are partial to roses. It may not be an outside love. It may be your self-love emerging finally. That you're finally going to get it. You're finally going to understand. What it is.
That would be good.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Love yourself.
Just love thyself. Love thyself.
You know, reflection. Reflection.
Is it harmony? Harmony within yourself. The movement, ancestors. Yep, that's it. That's it. I was looking for an outside, you know, and a mate.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Or a long time.
Yeah. You need that more than you need someone to be in your face. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I know. I have a lot of scars.
Inner peace.
What happened? Disrupted from it all, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good though. That's good. That's positive, very positive.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you can
tell me you're on the right track. Definitely
on the right track. On the right track. Okay, that's good.
On the right track.
Maybe I have to get myself.
what the archangels have to tell you. I've got my archangel cards also.
Okay. I see.
It's always good to have I have a message from them too.
Yeah. I've only had anxiety dreams lately. I need some good dreams, good things.
Yeah. I think we're all having anxiety.
Just
unfortunately some of us more than others.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here we go. Prosperity. Oh, I need to get my light over here. I can't see. I'm blind. The light here. Okay, the first card is Prosperity, Archangel Ariel. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Okay. And then Indigo and Crystal Children, Archangel Metatron, you have a bond with children. In particular, you can help children who are sensitive. Is that true?
Mm. I do like children and animals for sure. I don't have any of my own. Yeah.
But you bond with children real easily?
Yeah.
Real quickly?
Yeah. I'm always kids and pets. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then one more. Divine Order, Archangel Raguel, Raguel. Everything is, okay, it says, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Okay.
It's
hard to do when things are still like they're falling apart all the time, but yes.
There's an order to this for some reason.
Hmm.
Look past the illusion. Wow. Those are strong cards.
Yeah.
Really powerful cards.
Yeah.
I could feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hearing children laughing right now. It's so weird.
I used to babysit some kids and pet sit, and I haven't had that since COVID. And
children are laughing and playing. You know how they giggle and laugh? That's how I'm hearing them around.
Aww. Aww.
Good.
Yeah.
Like the children laughing and playing.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, well, I'm going to cut out, guys.
Okay.
All right, Tracy.
I look forward to talking to you, Tracy.
Yeah, I'll be in touch.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Care.
Okay, bye.
That's good. Those were good cards. I like that. That made me.
I was writing it down. I try to write these things down. But...
Well, congratulations on you fighting that cancer, woman. You know that? My daughter works with a lot of cancer patients, and you know some of them succeed, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah, my dad's younger sister died 3 years ago, and she had it 3 times. But I've seen friends and family go through chemo, radiation, drugs, and still die, and die a horrible death, and I just know it's not for me.
Yeah.
I did the one surgery, and it affected me, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the doctor that did the surgery. I've had some trauma with the doctors, and then that's another reason I didn't want to go down the rest of that path. So traumatizing, caused scars, wasn't what I wanted. I got talked into some things I didn't want, and now I'm like, no, I can't do it. But yeah, I've seen, I've known a lot of people. I've known some people, that friends and family that passed, but, And yeah, uterine breast tumor, that's all female stuff, and I didn't have kids, so there's a lot of stuff with that, too.